In celebration of Tecumseh Land Trust's upcoming 25th anniversary, the Regional Land Preservation Organization and WYSO Radio are co-sponsoring an essay contest for area writers to reflect on the meaning of living on the land. To find out more about the contest and a series of workshops coming up, I have Ed Davis in studio with me. Ed is a member of the Board of Trustees with the Land Trust. Ed, thanks for stopping by.
You're very welcome, Jerry. Good to be here.
Let's talk about the genesis of this essay contest.
Jerry, I'm a retired professor from Sinclair Community College, and I was in charge of their writing contest for many years. And it was a self-supporting, self-sustaining sort of thing, and I thought, well, this might be a great way to celebrate our 25th year anniversary. It would get people thinking about land, writing about land, and we've even got some cash prizes.
So this is a first-time run for this event?
It is. First time Tecumseh Land Trust, in conjunction with WYSO, has held such an event.
I've had the chance to be a panelist judge for an essay contest before, and it's really wonderful how people can express their views and the variety of views that come across in writings like this.
You're right. You never know what you're going to get. But I learned in doing the contest at Sinclair, you're going to get more quality than you think you are. So I'm really hoping that a lot of these will not only be worthy of publication, the Yellow Springs News, but that WYSO might want to air some of these, as well as put them on their website.
Well, we'll talk about some details, but who is eligible for this contest? Who are you looking for?
Good question.
Entries from?
Good question. We decided it would be what we thought was WYSO's listening audience. That means Greene County and adjacent counties. Champaign, Clark.
It looks like Fayette, Madison, Miami, and Montgomery.
Right. Thanks for picking that up for me, Jerry. I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, we're hoping to attract people from all over the area. Of course, in this region, I would be hopeful that some people that are living on land that Tecumseh Land Trust holds an easement on, I'm hoping some of them would out their pens and write. Who knows?
Land means a lot to people, but within our listening audience, there are some inner city folks who don't necessarily have access to a whole lot of open land. And so maybe some entries from those folks as well?
Absolutely. I think they should interpret this theme as generally as they want to. This could be backyard. This could be gardening. This could be a person writing on, "This is my home." Wherever it is.
Well, great. Let's talk about some details. Let's talk about a series of workshops that you have coming up ahead of the essays.
Right. These are about 7 workshops that are scheduled mostly at libraries in the area. Yellow Springs Library, Glen Helen Vernet Ecological Center, WYSO Studios, Blue Jacket Books, Xenia Public Library, the Coretta Scott King Center at Antioch College, the Clark County Public Library. But I want to make sure that people know that they're not mandatory. This isn't where the essays will be written necessarily that a person will submit. And you certainly may submit without attending the workshops. But we're hopeful, and we actually believe, that you'll write a much more competitive entry once you've been to one of our workshops.
And what are some of the issues or ideas that these workshops will convey or focus on?
Well, right away, we'll get down to what the criteria are for a good essay, what the judges will be looking for, because I'm assuming that people who come to the workshops will be very interested in that. And they're scheduled for about an hour, so we want to cover a lot of ground. That'll take 10 or 15 minutes. Then the leader, and there are a variety of writing professionals who'll be doing them, will give the prompt, living with along the land, and let's go. People will write for 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll share them. And the workshop leader can point out, hey, that's really good. You've been specific and concrete there. Or, no, you're sort of up in your head with that one.
And what are the dates for entries? When are you looking for submission deadlines? And then when will the winners be announced?
Right. December 15th for the deadline for entries to be received. And you submit those online to TLT, or you can use snail mail if you prefer. And we plan on the judging being most of January. Judges should be finished by February 1. We should notify participants if they've won by February 15th.
And what's in it for the winners?
Very good question. $100 plus publication on WYSO's website, consideration for broadcast on the air, and also honorable mentions will be published on TLT's website.
Now, folks have a good long time before the entries are due. And we're in the waning hours of summer and heading into fall. It's plenty of time to think about living on the land. If folks are interested in the details that we're giving a lot of information here, but where can they go and find the information for themselves?
Tecumseh Land Trust website, which is, I believe, tecumsehlandtrust.org.
All right. Ed Davis with the Board of Trustees of Tecumseh Land Trust. Thanks so much for stopping by this Sunday morning.
You're welcome, Jerry. Thank you.